Good morning, this is Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center Operations Area. The time is 7 a.m. Eastern. This is the latest information on Tropical Storm Ada. The wind 60 miles an hour, brand new advisory. We got Dave over here looking at the latest information, Stacy here in operations, and we're going to get you the latest as we get it in here from the observation satellite and aircraft later today. North-northeast movement, 12 miles an hour, pressure 993 millibars. Let's look at the latest information we have. Well, I'll just get to the big picture here. Looking at the satellite, you can see this large area of convection right around the center. Right around the center of Ada over Cuba right now. And you get to see the large swath of clouds, the upper level clouds coming out of the storm. So it's a healthy storm. But look at this trailing end. This is some of the problem we're going to see with some of the impacts. You start looking at all the rain bands, you start looking at this, and that's some of the impacts we're going to have is going to be that wind. And of course, it's going to be that heavy rain. And actually, you've been watching the radar overnight in portions of South Florida, seeing some of this heavy rain. I mean, just seeing this, it's just a still image. You can see the heavy rain right here just south of the Keys. That's going to be moving towards the north. So heavy, heavy rainfall, and all this moisture has been streaming over areas of South Florida overnight. So that's going to be one of the big issues we're going to have associated with Ada. It's going to be the rainfall, going to be the surge, and of course the wind. This is a depiction of the latest forecast that we have. Those tropical storm force winds stretching out about 115 miles away from the center. So important as we go over tonight and into the next few days, it's not just right around that center point, it's the wind stretching out. Just a pretty large wind field associated with this. So it's not just around the center. There's going to be a large portion of folks going to get some of these winds. So with time, let's kind of time this out. So moving off the coast of Cuba today and then over the night tonight, this is 1 a.m. on Monday, pretty close to the southern portion, the tip of Florida, over toward the Florida Keys. And we think about this, that wind field, if you take that wind field up, that brings tropical storm force winds over a large portion of South Florida with time. So that's something we have to be definitely ready for. So moving around this low pressure system and then eventually slowing down and turning back. So the timing, we're going to be dealing with this for a while. So it's not just tonight and tomorrow. This right here is early Wednesday morning, and this is early Friday morning. We're going to be dealing with this system all week. So that's going to bring some showers and some rain, and then we'll see where that goes with time. Looking at some of the other information, the arrival of those winds, I am going to back out and look at that because it's important, because you have today to really prepare, you know, loose items. You start looking at anything that could blow, because some of these winds this evening, Sunday, 8 p.m., some of these tropical storm force winds are going to arrive. The highest probabilities, yellows and oranges, those are the areas you could really see some of those high winds. So that's going to be arriving, you know, starting as early as tonight. Storm surge, some areas 2 to 4 foot of storm surge. Looking at Florida Keys, much of South Florida getting 2 to 4 foot. And that could be an issue because you start dumping that heavy rain on this storm surge, and some areas that could block the flow. So you expect some flooding, and start looking at definitely a flash flood watch out. And you got to stand by for some of those warnings. I do want to show the rainfall because that's one of the big impacts from a system like this. Some areas could get 6 to 10 inches of rain, maybe even higher, where you get those repetitive areas. So be ready for that. Flooding, you got to prepare for the wind and some power outages associated with this system. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.